You know why I sold it to the Abachrayis? Even if this, Shalim Abachrayis means I have no responsibility at all. No matter what happens to it, you can't come back to me. Therefore, it's good, he's not called in a Gei B'Dover. Gufa, what we learned before, Omer Oven, Bar Shmuel, Mishmeri Shmuel, HaMoiches Tot L'Chaveir, Shalim Abachrayis, Ein Neiv Lo Yoleo, if you sell the field, even without a Chrayis, the look which you can't say this on it, why not? Because Shabbat Chayk is still coming to collect from it. That's why you're in a Gei B'Dover. The Mahesh then, what's the case talking about? Either you slay Yachrit, if you have other lands, or lay D-Day, Father. Then the Baal Chayk comes to you and collects from your land. He doesn't go to Lekuchet. Either less lay Yachrit, if you have no other fields, then my Nakula Minos. So what's the difference to you whether it's taken away or not? Lamaisa, you have no other field. So the Baal Chayk, if he can't collect from there, he can't collect from you either. So Chur, you have nothing to lose. You're not on the Gei B'Dover here. Zmar says, yes. L'yoylom de les l'yar yachrit. We're talking about that this Moicher now that sold this field has no other fields. And he's also a loiza. The Yom, he says like this. L'nichad l'heve lova rosh of l'yishalim. He doesn't want it to be like he borrowed money and doesn't have what to pay back with. Therefore, it bothers him. He would rather see his Vachayiv come and collect the money. So the Gemara is so, safe, safe. L'gavidach nami lova rosh of l'yishalim hu. Of course, the person that he sold it to also, if it didn't belong to him and he sold it, he gypped him. So why doesn't he feel bad for that person also? Yomalu, he answers back, the life I sold it to you without a chrayis. So for you, it doesn't bother me. But the person I borrowed money from him, it bothers me. Therefore, for him, I'm negay b'deidus. But if it's not negay to the person I borrowed from, or negay to that I sold it to, the other svara, since I sold it without a chrayis, there it doesn't bother me. All right, we'll stop here. Alright,
you're holding up Mem Hei Yomer Aleph. Three lines, four lines down. Machra's Rav, Rava made Achrot, he told everybody, the Tamer Rav Papa, some familiar Rav Papa, that the Salkin Liloy, the people that go up Teretz Yisrael, that means from Bubble Teretz Yisrael, or else the Dinaftin Lititoy, people that come down. In other words, people come down from Eretz Yisrael to Bubble. In other words, he wanted this to be known all over. Everybody should know this halacha. That high bar Yisrael, have a bar Yisrael, a regular Jew, the Zoven lay Chamrali Yisrael. Chavre, he sells his donkey to his friend, to another Jew. Now, because the Akum, the honest lay Minei, and the Goy comes and tries and forces it away from the second person, the one that bought it, by saying it belongs to him, he like tries and grabs it away. Rosh Ram says, he says, this chamor was stolen from me, it's mine, what are you doing with it? So halacha is, dinhu, it's halacha, t'mavtilei minei, that Reuven, the one that sold the chamor, has to go and stick up with Lekeach. He like has to go and fight that the chamor should stay by the Lekeach. In other words, we need him to fight, otherwise maybe the guy would win it, bidin. But Loya, Marlis Bolem, or this was only said, Elishena Makabo Shibas Chamoroi. Only if the one that bought it, the Shimon that bought the Chamor, only if he does not know for sure himself that this Chamor really belonged to Reuven. Like he has a doubt, maybe the guy is right. So in such a case, then Reuven, the Moicher, has to stick up for Shimon. Abu Makibo Shibas Chamoroi, but if Shimon by himself knows for sure that this Chamor Taka belonged to Reuven before, so Shimon knows this guy is lying, then lie, then Reuven does not have to stick up, like come to Din Torah for Shimon. Because for sure Shimon will win the Din Torah. Because if Shimon knows the guy is lying, so Bezdin for sure will believe him. Like we're talking about now that the Goyim listen to the Bezdin, they will govar, and like we'll soon say, Stam Goyim Taka steal. So therefore, if this Shimon knows for sure that the Chamor really belonged to Reuven, that this guy is Stam Aliyah, then he'll take care of it. And Voloyamon is also when he said that Reuven should stick up for Shimon, Elodloy honestly Lididei Ulyuchfe. Only if the guy did not try and grab away both the Chamor and the saddle. He only wanted to take away the Chamor. Then we have to be afraid, maybe the guy is telling the truth. Therefore, we need Shimon to stick up to protect Shimon. Avul Onis Lele Didei Ulyuchfe, but let's say this guy is coming to steal, saying he's grabbing both the chamor and the saddle, then loy, then we do not need Reuven to help out Shimon. Why? Because for sure then we see the guy's a liar, the guy's a robber. And like Rashbam said, like most guys steal. So therefore, if the guy is trying to grab away both, for sure Shimon will win the case in Bezdin. So he does not even need Reuven's help. Yeah. Amemor says, even if you don't have these cases, even though the Goy is only trying to take away one thing, and even though Shimon does not know whether the Goy is telling the truth or not, still we do not need Reuven's help. In other words, for sure, Shimon will win the case. Because any time we have a doubt if the Goy is telling the truth or not, we won't believe the Goy. My time was the reason, Meida Yoda, they know the Stama Vigachavim Onesu. Stama Goy tries and steals things. Shinema Postik says, Ashapiyim Davashov Viminom Yimin Sheker. What they do is false. We can't trust the word they say. So therefore, anytime you have a suffix, whether a guy is really trying to steal it or not, Mistama Bentham will believe Shimon. Shimon will win out. He doesn't need Reuven to come and help him. Then the Mishnah says, Umein Ein Loi Chazaka. And Umein means if you give, let's say, your suit to a tailor to work on it, and then later you tell the tailor, give it back to me. And the tailor says, no, the suit belongs to me. So he has no Chazaka. The Umein, the worker, has no right to say it's his. Because always it's yours because you're holding on to it. But here we know how you got it. You got it because the other guy wanted the suit to be tailored, so he gave it to you. That's what the Mishnah says. Omar Rabbi says, Leshonu v'ele shemosu le'bi'edim. So I'm talking about, you gave your suit over to the tailor in front of two edim. So then later, if the tailor wants to say he bought it off you, he won't be believed, because we know for sure it was yours first. And you gave it to him to be fixed. Avu mosu le'bi'edim. Let's say you gave over the suit to the tailors. Not in front of two edim. Then we'll believe the tailor. Why? Since the tailor could have said, listen, you never gave it to me in the first place, like, we don't have any edim that Reuven gave this suit to the tailor. If the tailor wanted a lie, the tailor could have said, this is my suit, you never gave it to me in the first place. Now that the tailor is saying, you know what, I bought it off you, Mehemet will talk to believe him. So that the Mishnah says, we don't believe the Umin, the tailor, that's only if we have edim that you gave over the suit to the tailor. Then the tailor's not never to say he bought it, he has no migu. But if you don't have any edim, then the tailor's never with the migu.
Now the Gemara says, Omalei Abayo, Abayo said back to Rabbeinu, Omalei Abayo, he hoch you so, afilu b'edim, even in the case where you gave over the kelim to the Umin, to the tailors, in front of two edim, there should also be a difference. There should be a difference whether right now we see the kli by the tailors, or we do not see it by him. Should also be a difference. So what? If we do not see the suit right now by the tailor, then I mean, we should also believe the tailor. That with a migu, since the tailor should be named to say, listen, I returned it to you already. If so, when the tailor, when the woman says, no, you should know I bought it, we should also believe the tailors. And you, Rab, only make a difference when you give it over with Edim, then you're not Neman. The question is why? If you're Neman with Amigu, even though you gave it over with Edim, still it should be totally whether right now we see that suit by the tailors or we don't see it by the tailors. And this fact, it is the Maskona, this fact of Shana Abaya. Rabaya says, once we see the Kli right now by the tailors is not Neman. It's like Dvar Masun Hashel, as we know that the owner gave it to the tailors to be cleaned, to be fixed. Therefore, the tailor has no nemonis to say that he bought it. It doesn't make a difference whether it's given over in front of Edom or not. The main thing is whether we see it now by the human or not. That's Abayi Shita. But oh, Malay Rabba said back to Abayi, no, it's not sure what you're asking me. That me sovereignty you hold, that the law is Hamafkid.